An elementary school teacher to prepare her children and her class for making a sweet Mother's Day card asked her class some questions that she thought would cause them to appreciate their mother more. Then they could think of something sweet to write when it came time to make their card for their mother. What are some ingredients that mothers are made of? The question was asked. One response came back. God makes mothers out of clouds and angels' hair and everything nice in the world and one dab of mean. Another one wrote back and says, what are some ingredients that mothers are made of? They had to get their start from men's bones. Then they most likely used string and duct tape, said one boy. That wasn't the response that she was looking for, so she asked, what kind of little girl was your mom? I don't know because I wasn't there, but I would guess she was pretty bossy, said one child. One boy wrote and said, they say she used to be nice. Still not getting the results she was looking for, she asked another question. Why do you love your mom? One girl wrote, I love my mom because she let me get a dog and then she let me sleep with it. I hope she lives forever. Another girl wrote, my mama is the best mama in the world. She lets me share the chocolates in her lamp table drawer. She reads to me. We sat on the porch swing together. One boy wrote, I love my mom because she lets me read my book under the covers with a flashlight and she gives me lots of chances to clean my room. My mom, said one boy, nice, beautiful, pretty as a butterfly. That's my mom. Clever as a whale, warm as a fuzzy bear, that's my mom. Soft as a pillow, she laughs like an angel. That's my mom. Caring, cool, and clever, she's the best. That's my mom. You know, there is a great privilege in being called mother. You know, in the beginning, life began with God and the miracle of creation. Genesis 2, verse 7 says, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Life is a gift from God, and we ought not take it for granted. It is through mothers that God chose to perpetuate life through the natural process of procreation. Genesis 3, verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was mother of all living. Oh, certainly to say men have their role in procreation, but the mother bears a special role. What a blessing to know that God has given women the special role of mother to impart the blessing of life by having children. We celebrate and cherish life through our mothers, but we recognize that there is a life beyond this life. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly, eternal life. He's looking in the hereafter. As much as we value life, as much as we value the life of our mothers, we are all appointed to die at some point. In Hebrews 9, 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. While the Lord tarries, our mothers will not escape this end. There are many today here whose mothers have passed from this life into the next. Mother's Day may remind us or make us sad and think of sober times. There are also times that we can think of with our mothers past, the happy times that we experienced with them. We ought not let these thoughts discourage us, but for us to give an appropriate thought on our own end. You remember the psalmist said in Psalm 90, verse 10, the days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80, yet it is their strength, and yet their strength sought labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. We think of our mothers, living or past. We recognize the great value of mothers, as we said. God designed and created that position. It is through mothers that the race is continued. Named by Adam, Genesis 3:20, as we sing, without mothers, the race dies out. among our greatest, or we see in mothers some of the greatest examples of devotion and sacrifice. We think of the mother of Jesus, Mary. John 19, verse 25 describes her standing there at the cross as her son is hanging there on a cross. If you're a mother, think of your child. Crucifixion was one of the most horrendous ways to die ever conceived by man. We say it was invented by the Greeks and the Romans perfected it. She stood there at the cross looking at her son, that whom she had mourned. Yes, the eternal Word. Yes, deity in the flesh. Yes. But she is still mother. She stood there and saw the end. I just wonder if she saw his head lift in anguish and fall on his chest in weakness. She couldn't take his hands and wipe the sweat of death from his brow. She saw his hands and feet pierced, but she could not caress them. She saw him gasp with pain, probably as cramps seized his body. And she could not change his position, nor free one of his hands that was nailed to the cross. There she saw him nailed to the cross. There she saw him reach the end. Fulfillment of Simeon's prophecy when in the Gospels she was told, "Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul." It's being fulfilled now as she watches her son there dying. Dying for the sin of mankind, yes, but still her son. Would any mother express any different feelings in regard to their own child seeing them die a death such as that? The value of mother cannot be overstated. Great devotion and sacrifice, a wonderful position created by the God of heaven. I have heard the cry of the child when mama can't be found. I've heard the cry of the aged when mother at the last is gone. She's an example, she's a friend, she's a guide. Her value is seen in how much she is missed when she is gone and how much she is loved and appreciated while she is here. Yes, there is no one like mother. The influence of being a mother. There's little that compares with the influence of mother. Of all the roles assigned on earth, few are as important as the role of mother. You know, it's been said that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Wise men have always realized the large part women play in their lives. It's sad that some men don't respect good and godly women as they should. You know, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. What's Paul saying here? Paul is pointing out that men and women are dependent upon one another. Yes, we are equal in salvation. Yes, they have different roles. The man is the head of the woman. But they are dependent upon one another. Men cannot survive without the woman, and the woman cannot survive without her man. When Paul says, in the Lord, this is men and women are dependent on each other. Why? Because that's how God designed it. If you have a godly wife, that is a godly mother to your children, what a great blessing that is. Titus 2, verses 3-5. There Paul wrote and said, "The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." Do you notice what Paul is not telling in this verse? He's not telling that a successful woman who is one that places her business desires or her executive wants above the family. He is not telling that a woman needs to become a socialite or how to enjoy good employment at work, how to be loved and admired by everyone in the world. He's telling her what makes for a godly wife and for a godly mother. Why? That the word of God be not blasphemed, or literally reproached. Brother Wayne Jackson, in regard to this, I liked his comment, said, there are numberless youths adrift in the world of godliness because of mothers that do not appreciate the importance of their divinely appointed duties. The old proverb, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, may need to be revised. He said, in the modern era, it may be that the hand that ought to have rocked the cradle has ruined the world. There are some women that don't look on their God-given roles as they should, but there are many that do. And are good, godly, wonderful wives and mothers. 2 Timothy 1, beginning of verse 2. You think about the influence of a mother, or even a grandmother. Verse 5, Paul tells Timothy, he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that in thee also. It was Timothy's mother and grandmother who influenced his life for God so much. How? Timothy's faith was taught him from his mother and his grandmother. Remember, faith is taught from generation to generation. We must teach our children to be faithful to God, not simply rely on our faith. There comes a time that a child must stand on their own faith. We need to be an example to them. We need to teach them. Godly mothers will be at the front of doing that. Paul gives Timothy a vote of confidence, saying, I am persuaded that the faith that is in Timothy also, he's seen Timothy's life, and he's completely convinced that Timothy has a genuine faith like that of his mother and like that of his grandmother. Timothy's mother and grandmother left him a legacy to be remembered. The great faith of these two women was an influence to Timothy. What memories will your children and grandchildren have of you? Will they remember your faith? A faith that is put into practice every day, not just on Sunday, not in just the good times, but in the bad times at all. Will they remember your faith, your faithfulness? A faith that is relentless, not willing to falter during difficulties or hardships. Yes, the influence of a godly mother cannot be overstated. Then we think about a godly mother's reward. Few have enough money to pay money for her time and her attention. It was in the several thousand dollars. It was something in the order. They did a study one time that if a mother was paid, a wife was paid as a mother, what she was doing in comparison with conventional duties, her salary would be on the order of like $150,000 a year or something like that. And that in no way encompasses all of the love and the emotional support and everything else that a mother does. You know, we have people that say, and I've said this, well, you couldn't pay me to do that. But a mother does it without pay. Who can pay for nights without sleep, moments of terror, drudgery of one more load of clothes? I hear that on occasion. Her reward comes in seeing her sons and her daughters become men and women of God, useful, kind, decent. The Proverbs writer said in Proverbs 23, verse 22, beginning, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Godly mothers see her sons, daughters become godly men and women. Yes, indeed, a godly mother will rejoice because of her influence, because of that which she has brought to bear on her children. Her reward comes in moments of appreciation from her children and in the recognition of her husband. Remember, the worthy woman of Proverbs 31 is described as, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. That is the worthy woman. That is the godly woman. That is the godly mother. Godly mother and a woman that will take care of her children, that will love and nourish and care for her children and her family. Mother, a night watchman that keeps an ear out for her child's cries at night and will leap out of bed to go and comfort her child. Mother, a doctor and a nurse rolled into one. No matter what kind of boo-boo may have, it's only a mother's kiss that can make it feel better. Mother, one who can change a stinky diaper with a smile on her face. Mother, a timekeeper, and she keeps up with all the events in her child's life and in her husband's life, and she makes sure that they make it to their events on time. She doubles as a taxi driver, chauffeur, whenever it is necessary to get her child where they need to go. She's a chef, makes meals that are best for her children. A mother's a referee when it comes to disputes among her children. A mother is a great comforter when her child wakes up from a bad dream or there's a thunderstorm that has awoken him or her. A mother is a great encourager, one who gives her child what they need to succeed. Although overworked and underpaid, mother doesn't complain. She would work her fingers to the bone for her children. She'd come to their rescue no matter what the cause. There are, after all, God-given talents to make and use for the glory of God. He expects mother to raise and nurture her children to become the best that they can be in this world. And she is expected to equip them for what is needed to get to the other side, to make it to heaven someday. You know, there's a story told of a mother of a large family, had many children. She was remarkably successful in her training. Her secret, she said, she gave herself. She said this, "When my children were young, I thought the very best thing I could do for them was to give them myself. So I spared no pains to talk with them, to teach them, be a loving mother to my children. I had to neglect my house many times. I had no time to indulge myself in many things which I should have liked to do. I was so busy adorning their minds and cultivating their hearts' best affections that I could not adorn their bodies in fine clothes, though I kept them neat and comfortable at all times." She goes on to say, "I have my reward now. My sons are ministers of the gospel. My grown-up daughter is a lovely Christian woman. I have plenty of time now to rest, plenty of time to keep my house in perfect order, plenty of time to indulge myself in many ways besides going about the master's business. I have 1,000 beautiful memories of their childhood to comfort me. Now that they've gone out into the world, I have the sweetest consciousness of having done all I could to make them ready for whatever work God calls them to do. I gave them the best that I could. Myself." Mother, what a great blessing it is to be called mother. Today we think about and honor mothers. That's on our mind. That's on everybody's heart now. Whether she is present, whether she is passed on, maybe she lives in a faraway place, but we think about mothers, our mother. Nobody like our mother, is there? Most of us, I think, would agree that we have the best mother that there is. We love and respect her. What a great privilege it is to be called mother, as I said. Think about the influences we have of being a godly mother, being a good influence, a good example to your children. That leads to the reward of a godly mother. If you are a faithful child of God, that's what you want for your children, for them to be faithful children of God. They may not become ministers of the gospel, but who would not want their child or their children to be faithful servants of God, following the Lord's will according to the old paths. That is the greatest accomplishment of one called mother. So that leads me to this. Are you being a good example to your children? Are you a positive influence to your children? If you are not, why not start today? Why not render obedience to God in obeying the gospel? Begin walking according to the Lord's will and the Lord's way today. And not just mothers, what about grandmothers? What about Timothy? Do you remember Timothy was not only influenced by his mother, but also by his grandmother? Some of the most wonderful examples that one can have is not only of the mother, but of the grandmother that is being a faithful servant of God. You can obey the gospel this morning, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, repenting of a life of sin, confessing the name of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water for the remission of sins. Maybe you're sitting next to your spouse, and she is a godly, God-fearing mother, but you haven't obeyed the gospel. You've seen the example of this individual, your wife, the mother of your children, her example to her children, to her grandchildren of fidelity and faithfulness. Have you followed her example? You need to obey the gospel as well, dear friend, because we're going to get you in June, fathers and grandfathers. Your times are coming. But what a wonderful blessing it would be for a mother on Mother's Day to have her husband obey the gospel today and begin his walk following Christ by being obedient to the gospel. Maybe there's someone here that has seen the example of their mother or their grandmother, and they want to follow that example and obey the gospel, have their sin forgiven, washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that this morning too. I guarantee that a faithful child of God, a mother that is a faithful child of God, there is no better gift than their child to repent from the heart, to obey sincerely the Word of God on this wonderful day. Maybe you've wandered away. Maybe you've not been as faithful as you should be. You can ask for the prayers of the saints on your behalf. Whatever your need might be, this day, this time, this moment, I will be standing down here and would happily give you the right hand and give you my right hand and help you in any spiritual way that we can as together we sing the song of invitation.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam farther and farther away? Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling his tender. Jesus is calling the calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn thee away. Calling today. Is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is waiting, oh come to him now. Waiting today, waiting today. Come with thy sins at his feet lowly bow. Come and no longer delay, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is pleading, oh, list to his voice. Hear him today, hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tender.